This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? Oh, my God. Yes, I'm talking to you, bitch. Hey, girl, it's good to see you. Welcome to Drag Her, the only podcast talk about the drag race on the internet. Ooh, we're having a good time. Thank you for joining us. We're so gagged to have two incredible comedic geniuses with us. I love them both very much. They're very genius. They're very sweet. They're very Gagatrondra. And we have Lennon Parham and Oscar Montoya. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Holla at me. I know you know me. Holla at me. I know you know me.
Lennon was giving us some workroom entrances before we started recording, too. Oh
my yes, gosh. Let's I did hear a couple them. Death drops. I did. I did what I would call a pussy flap on the floor in a split. I had two kids, so it's just like so easy for me, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, all my joints are real loose still.
We haven't seen that on Drag Race, a good old-fashioned pussy flap. We haven't.
No.
We need to see it.
No, Elliot did it, and in fact, they showed it. Excuse me, Elliot with two T's.
Okay.
They did it. They like flash back to that multiple times, and she like gives a shot, like a glance back at the back line. Like, did you see this? Did you taste it?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Did you see that I left some labia on the floor of the runway? Did you see that?
Oh yeah, I think Candy picked it up and wore it for the pockets on her head.
Oh.
I think that was Elliot's labia. That she wore as a wig.
I thought she was carrying it down on her back during the double alien. During the double alien.
Okay, if you want to hear something crazy, Lennon, guess who defends that look?
And to this day, bitch. Don't come
How?
Crazy.
How?
It's a fun look. It's fun. It's drag, okay? Is Girl. It polished? No, it's not polished, but... I think it's a fun look.
She needed at least four or five more aliens to make that
work, though.
It just felt like a backpack, and she had one of those like green screen outfits on.
But you didn't listen to Candy's story. She said her good alien Judy was drunk, and she's helping her friend.
if she had like a flying saucer fascinator or something extra happening, giving me Alien, I would be like, yes.
Or even like a detail of like a bracelet that they, or like a neon stamp they had gotten at the Alien Club.
Y'all, I would have been y'all like, a bunch of greedy ass bottoms. No. Y'all want is more, more,
some
more.
Weird Alien Fifth Element writing incorporated.
I've never been called that and I've never felt better.
Lennon has never bottomed. Yeah, I have to talk about a million things, but I do immediately need to talk about the exciting news. You both were in what sounds like it's going to be my favorite show in the world, a HBO Max pilot called Minx. Can you tell us more about it? Because you're both in it and it's both coming to our TV screens.
Yes. Okay. So I found out about Oscar like later after I'd already gotten cast and I was so excited. Obviously, Oscar and I go way back, as do you and I, Mano.
Totally. And we'd all been on like playing house together in smaller capacities.
Right.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And so I read the script and just put myself on my tape in my living room for it, you know, not counting on it at all, but I thought it was one of the best scripts I had read in a long time. It made me laugh really hard. And I also thought it was really timely. And also there's a dick montage. And I just thought it's so funny. It's so fresh and set in the 70s, which like sign me up, right? And yeah, I mean, Oscar and I haven't been in a scene yet, but I feel like it's coming together, right?
Wait.
So it's about this feminist who like went to Vassar and she's had this lifelong dream of having like a Gloria Steinem-esque publication and she can't get a publisher for it because it's all like glamour and cosmopolitan and like how to lose weight on the grapefruit diet or how to keep your husband or whatever, snag a husband. And so she ends up partnering with Jake Johnson, who is a pornography publisher. Bottom Dollar Productions, which is where Oscar comes into the picture.
That's Oscar plays a little creep.
Listen, I play a makeup artist who turns into the elite photographer for this new publication, Minx. Lennon plays the lead sister who has this like perfect housewife veneer, but I have a feeling this arc is going to be transformative for that character, maybe.
Yeah, she sort of like goes against grain and suggests that her sister actually go for it. Like, you know, she's been spinning her wheels for a while. So she does partner with Jake Johnson and then they put out the first magazine for women. Nudie magazine with men in the centrifold.
Right.
And
we're going to see pianist.
Yes. Ooh, we're going to see pianists?
I mean, enough to last you a lifetime, honey. Just on the pilot.
I dare you.
It made me so uncomfortable and also like joyful, like glee. And then I was like, I wish I had seen this when I was 15. Like, if I had seen this, everything would have been different.
Yep.
Everything. Uh-huh. My confidence.
I own a penis and I didn't understand penises when I was 15. I don't get it.
I just figured them out after doing the pilot.
And I said this before, I'll say it again. The uniqueness of the penis puts the snowflake to shame. You know, there's just so many kinds and we need to see them on a screen.
And you've never seen it before. And it's also shot with such beauty and respect.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh. And it's like backlit by like colored glass. And it's like
perfect.
It's perfect. It's so perfect. My. It couldn't have gone better. And you're gonna see it.
I'm so excited for the show. This cast is like top notch. I mean, these people are amazing. We like clicked right away. It just had like really great vibes. The showrunner is like amazing. The director, stunning. Like, everybody. Wait. Everyone's on point. I'm so excited for the world to see this. It's going to be a blast.
Coming this year on the HBO Max. Get into it.
Ophelia Lovabond is the name of the lead actress. And if you've never heard a better name in your entire life, I don't know.
No, she sounds like she's on season 14 of Drag Race.
That's true. That's
I'm going to ask her if I could just steal her name.
For track. Well, I can't wait. I'm so glad y'all are here. Your dear, dear UCB friends. Yes. I want to know. Okay, let's start with, because Oscar, we've been geeking on the podcast. But Lennon, what are your overall thoughts on this season as a whole? Have you enjoyed the journey of 13?
I have. You know, I don't always make it to the finale. I'm not going to lie. Like,
really?
No, it's got to be, it's kind of like The Voice, like the audition section, the battles. Like, I'm into that. But then
I'm on the same
people that
you.
Make it to the finale are not always the most compelling with the most compelling story or the people that I think deserve to make it to the end. And so, like, if you pick your favorites early, then you're screwed by the end. But this season did not disappoint as far as that goes, I thought. I was with it. Also, it just felt like they went through the pandemic. We went through the pandemic. It felt connected in that way. It was time. We were overdue for a new season.
Yeah.
Who are some of your faves this season?
Well, Simone Simonier was a... was an early standout for me. I also, there's something that I connect with Rosé. Maybe it's like the professionalism, like you just always show up ready, like over prepared. I really just appreciate that. Yes. Yeah. Tamisha Iman.
I mean, it's coming for you.
First of all,
goddess,
that she was ready to throw down from the get go. She came in with a chip on her shoulder and also a colostomy bag that she danced with. Which choreography.
They didn't talk about it. When on the one hand, I'm like work, we don't need to talk about it. But on the other hand, we needed way more bitchery in this episode because we got nothing.
In terms of a reunion show, this episode didn't quite tick that mark for us in terms of like the drama. Like I'm thinking like the Vixen, you know what I mean? Like that to me is like the Valentina and
even season one, season two moments.
Oh my gosh, exactly.
Tammy Brown and
this was not that. This
Raven
was not
B. Tatiana.
This was not that.
This because was a clip show, Mama.
100%. But
it
you know what?
It was a recap. It was like a best of. Yeah, for sure.
But did we expect anything different from season 13? I think season 13 was just like a different monster from the RuPaul universe. You know what I mean? It started off odd. It ended a bit odd. Did I hate it? I don't think I hated it. I do love, which we'll get into, the music video, quote unquote, music video aspects of the contestants. Because I thought it was like one final hurrah before. Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
You know, before we move on to the finale. I thought that was really nice.
Them putting the talent of the queens on display was fucking cool.
Yeah.
When they also kept saying that she edited herself. I don't know. That made me laugh because I was like, did you offer production value to other people? And they said no. Because some of the videos felt like music videos and some of them were one shot.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would love
and
to.
And I was like,
deets.
Somebody get another angle on this. Somebody get another outfit, another wig, you know? Like Joey J did 7 characters.
Oh my God.
With a feature from Lance Bass.
I wanted more of the NSYNC boys. I know the cameo from Lance. I wanted more. I was like, that's your money. I don't need to see you in your girl drag. I just need to see more close-ups of your Chris Kirkpatrick.
I mean, honestly, like, can we just talk about Joey J should be a drag king.
Yep.
Because Joey J in NSYNC drag was the tea for me. I was like, this is giving me, this is what you should have walked in.
With that shearling vest. I couldn't. I really couldn't. I also was like, did somebody tell him not to move outside of like an inch? Like the choreography was so tight. Like he was dancing in a closet. Like he filmed it in a closet and he couldn't like move his arms. Even when she was by herself. Yeah. The other. Anyway, it was that. There were aspects of that were amazing, but also aspects that were rough. Rough.
It, absolutely. It's like a tremendous effort. And then some. Some losses. I just wanted to, first of all, I want to say, are we going to get a bitch session in the next episode? Because obviously, you know, we're going to get some lip syncs in the next episode, but like.
No, I don't think it's coming.
Why? No.
Because it would cost too much with COVID tests.
They
couldn't
ridiculous.
Put them all back in one room because they would have had to house them this whole time or fly them back for it. And then they would have to have multiple negative COVID tests, I think.
Ugh.
That's the only thing I can think. I don't know if they're coming back for the finale. Right. All of them.
So just the top four.
But we did miss. You're right. We missed that moment of
what,
like,
the fuck?
We're gonna get the real tea on this moment that happened at the show. Like, did you really say this? Did you really mean it? I said what I said.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the moments where we could have gotten more juice out, we avoided. Like, okay, Olivia Utica, are you doing each other? Tee-hee-hee, ... moving on. It was like, okay, so we had one opportunity to share something like that would make this episode worth it, but no? Okay, awesome, great.
I mean, the thing also, the shadiest moment that happened in that episode was when Tamisha Mom was like, Candy and I will never be friends. And I was like, ooh, follow up on that. Like, let's get Candy involved. Let's hear Candy, like, let's see Candy react to that tape. Like, that's what I want to see, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right, but I don't wish her, like, ill. And then she said, but I would have punched her in the face if cameras weren't rolling. And then they did it in the 69 questions to Candy.
Yes, I noticed that.
And she took the high road, whatever. But she said it to her in real life.
It was a
Oh my God, those 69 questions. Oh, can we talk about the 69 questions?
All pretty stiff. All pretty stiff, I would say. But I would say Simone's charisma won the day for me on the 69 questions.
Interesting. I kind of disagree.
Okay, talk to me.
I love Simone very much. And you know she's my favorite from Jump. But I, weirdly enough, because I haven't been a Rosé fan, but for some reason, Rosé really shone bright in the 69 questions.
Really?
She gets it. She's in on the joke. She knows why it's funny.
Thank you, Lennon.
Insane laugh, which is, it's like when John Early did the Vogue questions. You saw that video, right? Mm-hmm. John Early. Okay.
I don't know if I have seen it.
He did the Vogue questions in his house, and it's so insane, and it just turns the whole thing on its head and how ridiculous it is. And she was making fun of it from the get, which I really liked.
There's something that Rosé did that made me, like, I was like, Rosé is thinking out of the box. She's like looking beyond and into this moment.
Really?
Where she slowly turns around. Tell me why the last thing that turns is her chin. Her whole body turns and then her chin turns to look at the camera. I'm like, this is a Broadway bitch. Okay, this is a stage actress. Yes. I was very impressed with Rosé.
Yes.
Okay, wow, gag. Just because I'm a devil's advocate, it did not endear me to her. I think this speaks to just, I don't know.
That makes sense for you. That makes sense for you.
I need something from her. I was like, this is a chance to be a little less on script. And
girl, everybody was on script. What the fuck are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is there's the crooked eyes crossed face thing. I was like, I don't need that. I don't need that.
Like them. Okay.
After a long day of work, I don't need to see that. Okay.
I don't need to see that. Okay. Truly. That's the comeback I don't need to see. I know Rosé will be back for All Stars, but I don't know. I'm having a hard time, really. Early in the season when she said, I will be in the top four, I was like, I can tell you mean that.
Yeah.
I can tell you mean that. I think you're very talented. You deserve your spot, but I don't know. She's not winning me over.
You just don't like her?
I just don't love. And I think, you know, I think if I actually got to see her not on the TV show, she would gag me down and blow my ass off. But
like if
on
you
the
just
TV
saw
show.
Her performance, like if you didn't know anything behind it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Like I thought the same thing of Violet Tchotchke, who I was like on the show. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
you are so stiff. And then every time I've seen her live, the best one of the bunch.
Yeah. You know what? I'll say, like, I agree with you, Mono. I was never a big Rosé fan only because I was like, this is just a Miss Cracker 2.0. Like, this is like just
an
alternate version of Miss Cracker. Mm. And they to me, sort of cancel each other out. But something about that 69 question segment, I was like,
really?
It turns
she
you.
Is... really smart. Like she, I think, is so aware of the brand and like is able to really give us drag that feels outside of Drag Race to me. That made weirdly woke me up to Rosé, where I have truly been sleeping on Rosé the whole season. And that episode, I was like, fuck.
The 69 questions was the thing for you.
Yes.
Okay,
it sounds silly, but that's the tea. That's
see, and some people will skip that episode and they'll never have that moment.
They'll never know.
That's a good point.
Because you, not everybody's gonna make it through a 2-hour recap.
Oh my god, it was
was it that long?
It was all of two hours.
Hour 42
minus commercials. Well, but full. We saw the commercials.
Quote music videos from many, many queens.
That's right. Oh my lord! Wow.
Because at first I was like, no way, it's every queen.
And we didn't see music videos. They must have 4 music videos for the queens, the finalists,
I think that's what's
gonna happen. That's going to air during the finale.
See, that's when
we're
gonna see
season 8 finale, I feel like, is the tea.
Interesting. What about all the music rights they're getting for these girls?
I was going to say.
The budge.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be like, I want a Blackpink song, go figure it out, Viacom.
Right? Hideaway? She got Hideaway?
That song, when I saw, because I watched on, I think I watched them on Instagram before I actually watched them in the, right? Because they had already posted them before I watched the episode. And that song is so good. It's like a great choice. But then the rest of the video.
Yes. That's what I thought too.
Well, it's just her. I mean, here's the other thing. It's about you. So if the other two people beside you are terrible or you're not in sync with them, it makes you look bad.
Mm.
If there was some love lost between, because I mean, she would always kill it in a lip sync battle. Always. Yeah. Right?
I know, right?
And it just loses. I mean, even that double lip sync at the end for Charity, wow, that was tough stuff.
Yeah, that was tough stuff.
Ooh.
Those were good.
I mean, it was very close, I thought, that lip sync.
I couldn't keep my eyes off of Denali in that lip sync, though. I like kept, especially once the wig flipped off. I was like,
yeah, she was doing the stunts. She was doing, but I think Lala, I don't know. Honestly, I will say the winners that came out of that episode for me.
Mm-hmm.
Were Tamisha Iman and Lala Ree to me.
Oh, she was incredible.
She stole the show in her charisma. Mm-hmm. She had the best. Oh, she.
Her video was in my top two, I would say.
Oh, number one for me. Number one for me was Lala Ree.
It's either that or Denali for me. Ice skating.
No.
No? You didn't love the ice skating?
I can't see her face. She's doing a lip sync. I don't care if you can do a spin.
Lennon gets it.
I get it. You can ice skate. That's your special talent? No. Like when you lip sync for your life.
Thank you.
Multiple times and killed. Like,
where have you been,
on a close up?
Where have you been?
We were on a close up.
Finally, somebody talking sense in this podcast.
Here's what I'll say. She jumped on ice skates backwards.
Yes.
I know that's not a lip sync.
But that was a wow moment that we could have cut to.
But did she know the words?
I have no idea. Did she feel emotion? I have no idea.
Did she feel emotion? Exactly.
You didn't
did she channel?
The...
There was, and there was one costume change. I'm like, just, I'm like, show me in a different location. Show, you're lacing up your boots. Give me a close up. We had that one amazing like wide shot at the very beginning where we're pushing into your face. And then we never come back to that. Mm-hmm. Like edit it like it's a music video.
And I'll tell you this much too, to add on to what Lennon's genius, I mean, thank you, like literally ditto, but to add on to that, the fatal flaw, and it is fatal, yes, the fatal flaw that Denali did is that she released those music videos to the lip sync songs that she lip synced in the season. Do you know which ones I'm talking about?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She released videos for 100% Pure Love.
Okay.
To On
when
Ice Skates.
She won that lip sync, and then she did one for that Britney Spears song. On ice skates.
She did another one.
And
to,
those
whatever.
Were, I saw those and I was like, oh my God, this is like top tier Denali. I really like Denali. I think Denali's like,
I do too.
An incredible drag queen. Mm-hmm. But then after you hit those like A pluses to give us this music video as a finale, I'm like, girl, just recycle the ones you put on Instagram. Those are far better than the, I mean, yeah, it was cute to see those like, animation whatever, but like no, that ain't it, sis. No,
you
sorry.
Wow, but you acted like it was trash, Oscar, like it was bad.
Listen, it wasn't like, okay, whose was actually trash? Let's think. Tina Burner
wait
was actually trash.
Don't get ahead of me because we'll have nothing else to talk about. We're gonna run out of things to talk about.
There's no way that's gonna happen.
There's no way it's gonna happen. Okay, should we go through the music videos and like, yes, quote unquote chirp and burp them?
I like that. I like
toot
that.
And boot and shoot them.
Yes, all of that. But I don't know what you're talking about, Lennon. That sounds crazy. Because here we chirp and burp them, and we're the only people who have thought of this. Okay.
Okay, got it.
So if you like it, it's a chirp, and if you hate it, it's a burp.
And what's the twerp one? Are we doing a twerp?
Yeah.
Twerp is twerp? Worse than a burp.
Okay.
Twerp. It's a twerp.
Yeah. Twerps, you got to push it down the stairs because it is too unfortunate.
And you got to bully it.
Marble.
Okay, let's talk about this Kimora Hall moment with the bath bubbles getting dressed. I think this is an Aretha Franklin cover.
No.
This is En Vogue.
No. En Vogue.
Not even close?
Yeah, not even Mono, close? This is embarrassing for you. Only because, no, number
it's
one,
it's not Natural Woman. You think it's Natural Woman. It's En Vogue. It's giving him something he can feel. It was on there.
Thank
it was
you.
On that album.
Does it sample,
you know,
an Aretha song? Am I
you
crazy?
You idiot. You are digging yourself a,
wow,
fucking hole, which
I
you will not
feel
come out of.
So attacked. I'm very Lagonda right
and
now.
And I'll tell you this. Feel more attacked because, bitch, you should know every fucking En Vogue song. And number two, this song was featured in season two of Drag Race. Do you remember Tatiana? And
That was not the En Vogue version, dummy. You fucking dumbass.
That was 100%.
That was not the En Vogue version. It was the Aretha old school version.
Mm-mm. Natural Woman? That was Latrice Royale.
No. Hold on. Keep going. I'm going to kill you.
Let it, listen.
Not you, Lennon.
Lennon,
you're perfect.
And
I love you.
The exact same page. You reading another book, bitch.
I'm going to stab all of you.
You on an another book. I don't know what the fuck you're going on about.
To lose every semblance of my tether to reality.
We haven't even mentioned Gottmik, which.
Wow.
That's.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Yes.
Tell
me. I just need to screen share really quick. Because so everyone can know, the semblance will see that this is clearly something he can feel by Aretha Franklin. I'm gonna kill you, Oscar. Do you see that that's Aretha Franklin? And is the song Something He Can Feel?
Let's listen a little.
Okay,
can we? Are we allowed to?
Can I make you hear it? Let's see.
Yeah.
That's Aretha.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you. Lennon, I'm sorry you had to witness
1976
this.
Version by Aretha Franklin. 1992 cover.
So it was a cover.
You were right. You were right. We bow
okay,
down.
Thank you. Wow.
I'm not convinced.
Okay, the video though. Such it was a what
okay,
what do you guys
what do
feel?
We think? Do we burp it or chirp it?
It was cute.
Oh, oops. It gave you story. It gave you story. I mean, this is very much Podcast Killed the Video Star territory right now. Mm-hmm. But it gave you story. It gave you narrative, right? It was about Kimora Hall waiting for her husband, Mr. Hall. Weird that her husband is just Mr. Hall on her phone. But he's coming over. She's like just being sexy for him.
Did she connect enough with the lens, the camera?
It sounds like you want to burp it to me. It sounds like you want to burp it, Mother.
Yeah, I think for me it's a burp. It's not like a total severe burp, but it's a burp because it was cute. It was pretty, but it didn't give me something new from Kimora Hall.
It didn't give you something you could feel.
Mm-hmm. I didn't feel the
shoot. Know that her love was real.
I didn't feel any of the shoot.
I felt like it was this. It was similar to what she gave us for the two episodes she was on, which was like gorgeous beauty, perfection put together in many, many hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, when she was late, like, come on, like that's a deal breaker, right?
That's that is a deal breaker and hilarious. Drag Race canon.
Uh-huh. But, like, there was more there than there was in the season. Like, her eyes were still dead, but, like, but more alive than they were on a catwalk.
Sure.
Like, on the runway. Mm-hmm.
Like, she died, but someone resuscitated her. Like,
she found her grocery list, but... didn't go to the right supermarket.
Right.
Yeah.
She knew what she was looking for, but she was at Home Depot and they don't sell green beans. But I found it interesting that she would do this song after talking about that really her real life partner doesn't know about her drag. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I was like, or isn't like on board for it. Like doesn't
right. Like, there was never a follow up on that storyline,
and that's fascinating to me. Like a drag queen who's clearly like living for this, like that explains a lot to me. Why she isn't like crossed to the next level, because mm-hmm. she could be all that, but she's apologizing for it.
Mm-hmm. Totally, she's not ready to break.
She's not allowing. You're right, Lennon. She's not allowing to fully sort of like. Accept herself as a drag queen because she's held back by her partner. That is a really good point.
So it feels more like dress up than drag. Like, and when she does, and when you watch the video and it's literally about like a woman like sexing her man, like,
right.
You're like, okay, interesting. Interesting that you would choose this narrative.
Okay, this dissertation. All right.
This is really gorgeous. We've had queens like this in the past, and I would say mm-hmm. this would have been a great time for her to lip sync to the Tyra speech that Tyra gives to Tiffany from America's Next Top Model.
I hate you. Really?
Wouldn't that have been a gag?
Really? Girl, really? Really?
Why not? Okay. Why not?
Okay, girl. All right. If you're first and RuPaul's like, here's a music video for Kamora Hall and it's a Tyra. Okay, girl. Sure. Go off, sis. I guess.
I'm just saying it's canon. It's proof that she can hit the delivery that
she
never hit.
I don't know if Kamora Hall can do that. If anything, Kamora Hall should have lip-synced Dahlia Sin's broccoli speech or whatever the fuck.
Okay.
That would have been canon.
It was
the same fate.
It was really, she's endearing, like how clueless she is, like with the whole rooting mm-hmm. for you thing. Like, mm-hmm. There is an endearing quality when they show you doing it 25 times, and mm-hmm. you just can't do it. That makes me laugh.
Can't hit it.
But you know, I deeply resonate with some elements of Kamora Hall in the sense of like,
right? You can't deliver. You can't deliver.
Damn, bitch! Wow, really trying to be vulnerable, and the bitch is kicking me in the closet. Damn. Okay,
it was right there.
no, but that idea of like, you know, you like think you're giving something, and then when you look back at the tape, you know what I mean, or you look back at yourself,
definitely.
And you're like, yeah. Ooh, what the. Ooh, that was not the fantasy that. Ooh, I was given no fantasy here. This is like, yikes! You know what I mean? I've definitely done that before. So that but it's because I held back, because I got self conscious, because I got in my head, because mm-hmm. I didn't believe in myself, and those are the reasons why. Like Lennon said, is the journey. I mean, Kamora's got to have to get over that, and I still feel like she's still trapped in that. But give her time, and I think she'll like really evolve into like a formidable drag queen. I can't wait to mm-hmm. see her in All Stars eventually down the line.
I would love to. Mm-hmm. Gag. Okay, well, we're going to talk about the rest of these music videos right after we take this break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Bring back my break. We're back. We're talking these music videos, and it's time to talk about Joey J. Joey J, which we touched on.
Yeah. We did. I didn't know that Joey J was so I would think I was giving him more or her more credit than she.
Yeah.
When the poison ivy.
Ooh.
When she explained that.
Oh, the fucking ivy.
Oh my God. Was like on the, you know, I get it when you're in the heat of the moment, the lights are shining down.
Right.
It isn't what you thought. And they're like connecting the dots that you didn't even connect, but like clearly you should have connected them. And yeah. Then you're just on the spot and you're defending what you get. But then like you've had time to think about it, process
you saw the
it.
Clip.
And yeah. You don't get it. Like, you just don't get it. That was fascinating. But, like, I would watch her read the dictionary. I would.
Yes. Joey right. J.
It would be her first time seeing any of those words.
Explain to me why she was the trade. Is it because out of drag, she's so handsomely pretty? What is
that?
I think that's
what they're saying. Yeah. And as the gay community continues to prove, we've decided one kind of man is the standard.
Like Twinkie? Twink City?
Yeah, Twunky, yeah, I would dare
yeah,
say.
Twunky, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't, I was like, oh, there's so many other, I didn't, you know.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
For me, I mean, honestly, the trade of the season for me, I said it before and I'll say it again, was Gottmik. Call me. But yeah, Joey J was ridiculous as hell. I mean, also Joey J's wig in the I don't
which
understand
one?
For
the well the singing one the first
no her like talking head ones where she's like
oh
at
it
home
was kind of like a spiky
right
thing.
Yeah this yeah. like really messy wig. It's like, oh, your whole thing is to not wear wigs. Why are you wearing a wig now?
Yeah.
Don't you think you should just show up without a wig? I don't know. It just feels
like
it
do your thing
weird.
That you like
yeah.
took a, like that you died on the hill of like on the show.
I
and then you're
thought
bringing
it was
a wig.
Agree. I thought, okay, how do I put, okay. Especially when the hosting, when the screen was just upon like left to the hosting skills of Joey J and Kimora Hall, I was like, what are we doing? We can't let national television They can't lead the conversation. What are we doing? But I also thought her drag in the video was completely fine. But I like the NSYNC thing, so I'm going to give it a... I like her boy NSYNC drag.
Me too.
I mean, it was campy, though. It wasn't like...
It was. It wasn't good. It wasn't like...
It wasn't elevated.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, yeah, I wish you would've... dancing in a closet.
I wish you would have just actually kind of recreated the video moments more with each of the NSYNC guys.
Well, it's weird because, again, I'm going back to narrative. What is this music video telling us? What's the story that they're telling us?
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like Joey J, the bartender, fell asleep during work, which is a problem, and then woke up in a just wore a wig because, I mean, the drag really wasn't that different, and then saw in the dream her watching NSYNC perform this song while Joey J was also performing. Very confusing. Mm-hmm. Very confusing music video. But I respect her doing a lot of looks, I guess. And the Lance Bass cameo was fine. It's a chirp. It's a chirp for me.
It's a light chirp for me. I think it's fucking mm-hmm. crazy. I think the fact that she's wearing wigs when she's doing boy drag and not more female drag is very silly. It's a light chirp because the idea is cute.
Yeah, I mean, I have to applaud the effort. There was a lot more effort in hers. Kimora Hall had a lot of effort in hers. There were a mm-hmm. lot of setups, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of weird cutaways while she was just beginning to lip sync, too. But that's another story. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, she put in the work. She put in the effort. She did multiple looks. She recorded herself on a green screen in a closet. And like had to, you know,
five times.
The choreo,
five times.
The choreo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that is like, I applaud that. So chirp.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. She really disappeared in those
I like
characters.
The Lennon chirp question mark rating. Chirp? It was nice.
I know. Okay. Well, what about Miss Tamisha Iman's original track, Arrogant?
That's Legends Ball.
Classic.
Oh my God. This is old drag. This is the kind of drag that your mom and dad watched. Okay. This is your parents' drag. Respect your motherfucking elders. Okay.
Her backup dancers doing like ballroom, like house. I was like, yes, show up with the duck walk. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I wish it was more her because there was so much of the dancers. So I was like, let me see, like, you're the queen. You're why we're here. And it did feel like there was something really classic and elegant and also freed. Because I think on the drag stage, there was a little terror in her eyes because she was so worried they were going to find out that she had a colostomy bag and also that she was out of her league, you know, and that the time had passed. But no. Like, we're here for that. Like, show me. And if you show up the way she showed up in the video.
Oh, my God.
During the season, it would have been a different story.
Yeah. I liked her look in the video a lot. And I honestly think the track was expertly put together. Like, it's not easy to put together a track of funny things you said in the season. And I thought it was actually well done. And that little unique verse she wrote in there that was like, a mixture of some things. I was like, that's a good verse.
Yeah, when she was full bars. On rapping, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And she put that, is coming for you. Like, that whole melodic thing is like, this is why we love Tamisha Iman, okay? She's playing it smart. Talk about, this is a branding queen we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
those sneakers, they popped off. You know what I mean? This is going to pop off. This is Drop Dead Gorgeous part two, okay? Alyssa had her Drop Dead Gorgeous. This is our Drop Dead Gorgeous for season 13. Yeah, I loved it. Her movements was old school drag. When she said, you know, she was like beating me down. And at the very end, she did this choreography that she, I was living for her.
Love. Top three?
This is my kind of drag. I would say top two.
Wow. Work.
Not the best, but definitely second best for sure.
I agree.
Love. Love it. Yeah, it's a big chirp. It's a big chirp for me. And I was worried when I heard original track, but then I was like, okay, I'll do this. This is
but
fun.
Did you expect anything different from Tamisha Iman?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess not. I mean, I'm glad
like,
she did original track.
I couldn't even imagine her lip syncing to like of just a normal track.
Right. Because her like videos of her like killing it in the 90s that you can find on YouTube are this kind of track.
Yep.
Yeah. Gag. Okay, now we're up to LaLaurie with Ocean Kelly. You are correct. This was
Oscar
incredible.
Literally just died.
Yeah.
And went to heaven.
He died.
Went right to heaven.
I mean, this is a bop that you would hear on the radio to fucking day. LaLaurie needs to have a record, like, she needs to have an album.
She must have one coming.
I don't know. I don't know. I just am in love with LaLaurie. And maybe I'm biased. I don't know, but
I agree. I think overall present package, the lyrics, the fucking syncopation, alliteration. Mm-hmm. This was just this was a eargasm. It was incredibly done. And the dancing was fucking good.
Yeah. All into it too. Like they were all selling it. They were selling it and I was like, "Oh, I want to buy that."
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It felt
also,
for me like a little young, like younger than me. Like, I'm not sure. Like, Tamisha Iman is my jam. And mm-hmm. that felt a little bit like, oh, this is what the kids are listening to. That's what that's what went through my mind. But I also was like, yes, like this, I love this. And I wanted it. I wanted like one shot that wasn't in a box, like at her through the ceiling, like a different angle, or you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But like she brought it as far as choreography goes. She brought it with the lip sync. She brought it with all the different looks. The dancers were all on point. Ocean Kelly mm-hmm. was on point. Like, I don't know what those pantyhose were that she was wearing over that were split. I loved it.
Also, shout out to Ocean Kelly, by the way, because she's a name to watch because she just released the Wanda's Cunty Vision track. Do you know what I'm talking
no.
about? Oh my God, are you fucking serious?
Send it to me.
I love.
Oh, okay. We must. After we gayness, wrap, Mono, you have to share this.
I will.
Screen this that track.
The gayness of that sentence, and then being like, "You haven't seen Wanda's Cunty Vision." Okay.
Do I mean, have to be have caught up on WandaVision?
Not at all.
Because I mean, I finished. Of course, I finished.
She
it.
Samples the theme, the opening theme in the first episode, and it is truly iconic. Truly iconic.
She also wrote an original verse to what did they do? They did Congratulations. She wrote an original verse to Congratulations and released it, and it's maybe better
Fire.
Than all the other ones that
I believe
were
it.
On the season.
I believe it.
Yeah, she's incredible. Ocean Kelly. Okay. So this is a chirp.
This is number one for me. Number one was Lala Ri's.
I think in the season, we didn't get as much Lala Ri as we got in the recap show last night. And that, like,
agreed.
Having her just featured and her, like, even like the reaction to her getting like the boot award, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was all off the cuff. It was 100% her. It was more of her than we'd seen all season. And and all together, it was like, oh, who is she? I don't think I know who she is.
They're
based
really
on this.
Priming us. Like, I mean, we loved her already, but I think they're priming her and Denali. It felt like they were like, get ready.
So
they're going to be on All Stars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. But that bag dress, come on.
My God.
That
to
was
hell,
like,
God.
Oh my God. Like those episodes
to win a lip sync.
Of Project Runway where you're just like, you don't know how to sew. don't know how to sew. And then they're just putting a sheath dress together. It's like,
no,
this is a sheath. This is a sheath dress.
I think they need to screen her for a concussion because I think she got concussed in the first episode and then didn't know what clothes were anymore. And that is the only excuse that's acceptable.
I want to say,
okay, turned in.
Here's what I want to say to defend Lala Ri. I think she had an idea. I think she was working on a different dress and it just didn't work out. I think it didn't work out. And so she had to glue those
bags
together. She had 10 minutes to do that. And she did the best she could. And I think the shady ass story producers were like, we're just going to delete all of this attempts at her trying this other outfit that could have worked really well. And I think Lala Ri was smart enough to be like, I'm not going to bring this shit up. It was fun. It was a good time. So
I don't know. Behind the scenes T says that production was doing their best to tape bags on her so that the filming could continue. like production was like picking up bags and like, here you go, here I'll put it back on.
There is a little bit of like a disconnect from like the looks that she had delivered earlier in the season, like that one where she was with no wig on. It was gorgeous, like she just I don't know. I mean, if
the
that's the same
look, yeah.
Yeah, it was like this is the same woman. I don't know.
Right, yeah, and I think also about like the golden LeMay look too was so stunning. I think she did. I also like it's to me it's not really the bag look because the bag look is atrocious. But to me, the weird point of contention I have with that look is that fluff that she had on her head. What was that?
That purse?
What was that?
It was like a purse, I think.
It was a bag.
Why on her head? Why? Why? Wasn't even glued on at all. It was just sitting on top of her head. Everyone talks about the bag, but no one's talking about the thing on her head. I don't understand why.
There's no
that,
time.
That like weird sea anemone on her head, I just didn't really understand at all.
It's like if you shit your pants, but you also have a booger on your nose, you're like, we got to talk about the shit in your pants. There's no time for the booger. No time. Okay, Elliot does Kiesa's Hideaway.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, I love this song. I think there were some really cool moves in this, but there was a disconnect somewhere in this.
She's another one who like had legs for days, moves for days, dead eyes. Like it wasn't fear, right? It's like she's comfortable in a certain like format. And then you take her out of that and it's like, it just doesn't connect. Like, again, where was she? It looked like she was in like the like student lounge of like a college that had been closed down. And that's also where she did her like video. Like, I mean, she did her music video, but she also did
it's a
Zoom.
Vegas club that is like her home.
Oh, I thought
bar.
It was an aquarium.
It looked like, I mean, like the common room.
I thought she was at the Las Vegas Aquarium.
Yeah, I thought it was an abandoned warehouse where they used to do Sobe commercials. But apparently it is a Vegas nightclub of sorts. Yes, where they've been doing shows nonstop.
Oh.
Right. Filmed during the day, maybe, because she seemed tired. She seemed like out of it. It didn't feel like there was more than one take, because why would she choose that one?
Yeah.
You know, like voluntarily. I mean, I liked her. I liked her scrappiness. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like she was not going to be put down. She was like a survivor. And I feel like that is part of who she is. But that was tough.
It's a thing. She has done incredible things. She is fucking talented. She is an incredible dancer.
Yes.
But there was just a disconnect here. I literally, little things like more, maybe doing less would have helped her. And honestly, bigger hair. I really wanted bigger hair for her to be tossing around.
She wasn't one to have big hair, though. She never was a big hair girl, ever. But I think, like, to go back to what Lennon was saying about Kimora, like, I think she has some of that as well. Like, I think she's a little, like, really concerned with how she comes across, and that's why there's a little disconnect there with her. I think she's like self-aware as she's doing it, and she like refuses to just like let loose and have fun. Like, I think we've never seen her just like have fun ever on the show.
I think that's
the missing ingredient.
There was one lip sync where she came, do you remember? I think it was the one she won.
The against Lala Ri, yes,
that
I agree.
I was like, this is who I want to see on this show all the time. And I know sometimes like you have to have your like you have to be held to the fire to like deliver like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's in her, and
it's
like
in her.
Even if she had just like remember the like Orange County mom that she showed up as in the first episode, like she was like, this is like a Newport Beach kind of gal. I was like, yes, I haven't seen this character. I think that's really funny. If you continue to deliver, which she kind of did, like with the weird one-legged looks and stuff like that.
Oof, Lord.
But then that doesn't like match up with your talent level, like as a dancer. And maybe she's used to hiding behind like.
Yeah.
Like,
I think she just doesn't know who she is at all. I don't think she knows her brand at all.
Yeah, what's the guy who Chad? No, that's not right. The one who did Britney from All Stars.
Oh, Derek Barry.
Okay,
Derek Barry.
Maybe it's like that. It's like she's used to doing like her celebrity impersonation, and she doesn't fully know who she is,
right?
Or something like that.
She only her brand is Rue McClellan. Yeah,
Rue. So I guess everything said and done, I have to give this a burp.
Yes.
Okay. Denali. Okay, we talked about it before, but let's talk about it now.
I will say Denali in the interview, the Talking Heads, looked stunning.
Love the Aurora Borealis.
Oh, my Lord. Love. So good.
Love. Yeah. Gag.
And she's one that really came alive. Like, at first, it was like, who is this, like, frozen Elsa? And then she really, like, opened up and I was interested. I wanted to know more about her. She's really charming. She's really going for it. She could deliver in a lip sync.
Mm-hmm. She did give us the best lip sync of the season.
I agree.
Where she slaughtered Kimora on 100% Real Love.
But let's also just say anyone could have done that. Is that true?
Yeah, true. That's 100% true.
Like, you can't move when you got dragons on your shoulders. You're just not going to be able to do a death drop.
Right. She was shopping for groceries and knew exactly what store she was in.
But yeah, this lip sync is like nice and impressive. It's different. It's different. Like, oh, I've never seen a drag queen sort of skate around. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like I think the thing that hurt her is it was too far. Like, the camera never got close. It was never an intimate moment. And she loses points because of that, I think.
Wow. Yeah. When we popped over the barrier and I was like, oh, she's doing stuff in the stands. And then she jumped back onto the ice. I was like, damn it. Like, I want to bring it for a close up. Also, it's like an empty ice rink. It just feels like, oh, there's something missing. Oh, the audience, but you can't have that. So like, give me lights. Give me a green screen moment. Give me something that I can cut with, that I can cut back and forth to a close up of you. Maybe even outdoors in that big craziness, you know, where she started.
Right.
That was cool. That was cool. Yeah, maybe cutting back and forth would have been cute.
That's it. That's all it needed. Just a little bit more editing, because Denali's a fierce-ass queen. And, like, here's the thing. Like, I live for her. Like, it's so good to see a Latinx queen, like, really fucking represent and, like, be very Latinx. And also to lip-sync a song in Korean. That's in, like, Korean and English. Like, that's fucking impressive. But we never got to see it. We never really got to see her, like, watch her lip sync in Korean up close. And I think we needed to see that. That's
right. But the skill is insane. The skill is.
Well, I mean, like, she can ice skate. Like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like if any of these queens had another talent that they have, like, and I'm sure somebody was like, lean into what you know, lean into your special gift, but it's also still Drag Race. And you need to be able to deliver on the pieces that check the boxes for what we're expecting. So, yes, I love that she's got this special skill, you know, and it's gorgeous. But, like, we're also so spoiled with, like, the ice skating that we've seen. You know what I mean? The only time we ever watch ice skating maybe is during these big competitions. It's, like, amazing people doing amazing things. So, like, show me those pieces that, like, I don't want to watch Swan Lake, you know what I mean? For 5 minutes. I want to pop out. I want to see your flip. I want to see your spins. I want to see your leaps. But I don't want to see your, like, slow arm extension, you know?
Yes.
That's so catty.
And I think this is a perfect example.
Y'all are rotted.
Oh, my God. Get me out.
Okay. Fine. I would never fall down. We never claim to be ice skaters, Lennon.
My
shins
hurt so bad after my daughter's 6th birthday party, which was at an ice skating rink. And I was like, you can go around the rink. She goes, like, so fast, and she's holding onto the wall. And old mama is over here. So, I mean, really, I can't. I don't have two skates to stand on. What she did was amazing.
I was blown away by the spectacle, but I think every point you're making is super valid. It is a chirp for me personally.
I'm just really nervous that the direction of lip syncing is catered to more tricks and stunts and less on the actual lip syncing ability. I think we're losing that a lot, and that makes me very, very nervous, because to me that's what it's about. It's connecting to the lyrics, to the song, emoting an emotion, feeling it and believing it, not distracting us with fun little tricks or whatever, which are fun to see, but it's like, if that's all you're doing and you ain't, like, lip syncing, come on, girl. No, you ain't lip syncing then.
Damn, you're shutting it down. You're shutting the whole party.
I said what I said.
You fucking said what you said.
I think it also suffers because, like, all music videos are lip sync, right? Like, so the live element, the in front of an audience, and you might mess up and you don't have another edit and you're competing against someone else potentially, or you're doing it live at a club and, like, we're all watching your every moment and you can't. Like, if you cross over here, you got to go back the other way. You know, like, that element in these music videos is not there, right? And so that takes a little bit away from it, I think.
Yeah, agree.
So is it a chirp or a burp for y'all?
I think it's a light chirp.
Yeah, it's a little chirp. Definitely a chirp.
Yeah. Wow. She but did it could have been like
it could have been next. It could have been next level chirpitude, but it wasn't.
Work. I love it. I honor your truth. I loved the costume reveal. I know it's not the best costume, but I did like the reveal. Okay.
I respect that decision.
No. Okay, now this one's going to be hard to say something nice about.
Oops.
Tina Burners. Turn it and burn it.
Here's controversial opinion.
Oh, Lennon, please don't break my heart.
No. Be honest. I love this.
I did not like that video, but I...
Oh, thank God. Okay. Oh, thank God.
Do love her. I love her. I love her so much. I feel like she consistently delivered, maybe not on the runway, in some of the challenges, but like on all the confessionals were cutting to Tina Burner, right?
Yeah.
She was just like, I don't know, a constant. She was always there with a joke. She was always there with a comeback. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
I think she's a great drag queen who just, she might not, some of the stuff they threw at her and on the TV show RuPaul's Drag Race did not show her talents.
Yeah.
And I'm actually scared, not scared. Scared's a little bit dramatic, but like, I felt like this was Tina like giving us something that wasn't Tina as opposed to kind of sticking with what's her. You know, it felt like she's
what
like,
did you expect her to? What did you think she was going to do?
I guess I expected something a little bit more fun, campy, theatrical than like a bitch track. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I don't know if this is you, sis. Like this kind of feels.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the thing with Tina Burner is that she, I don't know. She like just doesn't belong on Drag Race. She's like a legend in New York and very much doing her own thing. And I think like, if anything, Tina Burner is a personality, but as a competition show contestant, she's not there. This isn't her avenue. It was great to see a fucking legend on the show, but it just
But why does she didn't gel. For you, why does she not work, but Tamisha Iman does work?
Ooh.
Tamisha Iman was, the difference is that I think Tamisha Iman was doing her own thing regardless. She was being very stubborn about being Tamisha Iman in the runway and the challenges. I think Tina Burner, stubborn with the fucking color palette, but also playing like a bit, I think sacrificing a little bit of herself to fit into the guidelines of Drag Race. And this music video is a clear example of that.
I agree.
This feels really inauthentic to Tina Burner. And I think it's her trying to play the game of Drag Race.
Right.
And it just didn't feel correct. It didn't feel right.
I agree. Tamisha was like, I'm Tamisha. I'm old and I'm mean and I'm
She's like,
do
I was a legend
I
before I stepped into Drag Race. I don't need this show. And Tina Burner's like, I'm a legend, but also I need to win, please.
Right. It was like, it was a little bit more like, I can do this. I can do this. I can do what you want me to do. Yeah,
they
that's
really,
interesting.
Why do you think they really? Because remember in the cabaret, the when she basically did cabaret or Chicago or something. Like,
Yeah.
I was like, I loved her in that.
She did great. That was. I think that the was judges unfair. Were being crazy.
Yeah. So were they like? Is that a setup to get us like off? Like they were like, you're a consummate performer. Why did you stop lip syncing? I'm like, come on, that was on purpose. Clearly,
come on. Yeah.
Like it wasn't unprofessional. And she also was the MC of the whole show and like held it together.
That was
and
hard.
Delivered. Yeah. You know,
that
with
was
a
foolish.
Prop.
That was foolish.
Okay.
But I think it's that weird, confusing thing that Drag Race does to some of the contestants where they're like, we love you at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Until they sort of, their storyline sort of ends. And then the show is like, you need to go.
Right.
You don't serve us anymore. And I think that's what happened with Tina Burner.
They decide sometimes you're just dead. Like,
yep.
I brought up Sugar Cane on if you saw season 11. She like was on the winning team, did great.
Always.
And they were just like, we're just ready. We're just ready for you to go. So go.
Yeah.
I would say Max is also fits that example. She's polarizing. I understand. But if you look at her report card, was in the top always, never was in the bottom until they were like, we need to make you look like a crazy person and then you need to go right away.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens. Sacrifices, very Hunger Games. You got to go. Sorry, tribute has to go home. Bye.
Yeah, and also it does feel like at one point, like Rue makes up her mind about you, and that's it.
That's it. You're right.
I mean, almost like 90% of the time, I agree with who she chooses for the lip sync win, but not who's in the bottom, not necessarily, or who's on the top.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel very like I picked favorites, like a little like a Lorne Michaels-y way.
Oop, girl. And I oop.
I don't know Lorne Michaels personally. I'm just from hearsay. I'm from hearsay.
You know, it's hearsay. It's just conjecture, hearsay. It's not, it's alleged, all of it.
Yeah.
Alleged.
Okay, so next. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's we're burping it. We don't need to berate her anymore. Utica, trapped in scissors moment. Trapped in strings. She's got the scissors.
I loved her until Bob Ross. And then I was like,
oops. I know.
I just kept rooting for her because she is such a weirdo, but. And the Simone, the twins challenge was so amazing.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it was, that Bob Ross thing was really, really rough. And obviously the roast was rough.
Oof.
But it was so funny they had to use part of the reunion for her to apologize that she's not funny. I thought that was kind of cruel that it was like, okay, and now you're going to apologize for not being good at the roast.
I think she has to,
got caught, in like an email scandal.
Yeah, but it wasn't funny. I think it was like she was apologized for being mean because she was mean. And they like caught her being mean off camera, too. They called her out on that. She was put in a weird spot. It's not that she was put in that spot. She put herself in that weird spot. So, she got a lot of explaining to do. You know what I mean?
It did feel like a 180 from the woman who was like uncomfortable to wear a classic black look, like it was appropriation. Like she was like, I don't think I'm the right person to do this look. Then she has no problem just being like mean.
Being fat phobic, being problematic. Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, okay, girl, where are your standards? Here's the thing. Like, I love queens like Utica Queen. Yeah. I love arty queens like that. Those are always my favorite.
Yeah.
From jump, I was like, I don't know where I stand with her. Like, she seems a little weird. But her fashions are incredible. I mean, that like sleeping bag look.
Hello.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Hello.
Should have won.
I mean, by far the best looks all around, I think maybe second to Gottmik, is Utica. But, like this music video proves, I think this was my least favorite music video of all of them.
Wow.
Including Tina Burner's.
Controversial.
This was worse than Tina Burner's.
Controversial.
And Tina Burner's was bad.
Oof. I think there was things that could have been a lot better about it, like the scissors. I actually wanted her to get free from the strings. She never got free from the strings. It would have been actually cool if she like broke forward and was like, I'm free.
Let me ask you this. What happened in this video?
Girl.
She broke free from a toxic relationship almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
We never got the satisfaction. It just starts and ends. Like, what's the story? What you telling, girl?
Yeah. It was a cool idea with the strings, but there wasn't as much delivery as there should have been.
Afterwards, I Googled, who did Halsey write this song about?
any answers?
Well, I guess at the time the song came out, G-Eazy had just cheated on her. So it was, but she on Twitter was like, no, like songs don't get written and then recorded and then released in the same day. Like I wrote this a while ago. So it's just thematic.
Convenient story, Halsey.
Yeah, seriously.
Pretty fucking convenient. Yeah.
But if you roll the tape, if you look back, Utica didn't know
the words. What? Are you serious?
Her lip sync was a little off. Was a little off. And I was like, no, girl, you can't have a close-up shot and not nail every single word perfectly. You just can't.
Yeah, it was a cool idea, but there was not the delivery, so it's got to be a burn.
Great idea. She looked amazing, but
she did look really good. I'm not sure what was happening in her confessional close-up, like the Zoom close-up in the closet with that look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She loves a small-ass mop on her head. Just the... and she needs bigger hair. She needs... Or just, I don't know, something. Olivia. Okay, finally, Olivia's Mary J. Blige
obsessed.
Moment.
Obsessed.
Yes.
I was obsessed. Did you not like it? It was like a guest ad from the 90s. It was like...
I liked it fine.
It was Claudia Schiffer. Oh. It was like... You liked it fine. I don't know.
I'm sorry. She looks, that's how I feel. I was like, this is gorgeous.
It felt the most like a music video. I mean, a music video from the 90s. But like, you know, I was on board for that. And she's never looked better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really and improved from already being pretty damn fucking gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen. Mono didn't like it because there was no backflips on ice skates. And, you know, for him, that's what drag is. So that's why he didn't like, love it.
Drag is a contact sport. It is all about what you do, who you fight, who you push down. No, I liked it. It was, I guess here's my thing. And here's my, this is going to sound meaner than I want it to be. Uh-oh. Olivia never got me excited the whole season. I was never like, oh, Olivia. I was always just like, hey, gorgeous. Okay, moving on. That's how I feel. How do you feel? How about you? Were you excited by Olivia Oscar?
Let's put some rattlesnake sound effect after that statement, please.
Were you excited by Olivia Oscar?
I was excited. She came out. You may pretend like this like fucking classical look that she had for that trains challenge wasn't like the most stunning thing you've ever seen in your life. Cause I was living for Olivia in that look. And I was like, yes. And then when she showed up in that schoolgirl outfit, I was like, yes, love that.
Okay.
I was a big fan of that. Her music video I thought was so true to Olivia. It worked. Like Lennon said, she looked stunning. The close-up shots were done. The lip syncing was on point. She captured the mood, the energy of that Mary J. Blige song. I thought it was like classic, which is very much Olivia's vibe. Mm-hmm. I stan it. I would say top four.
Work.
Music video. It's in the top tier for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a chirp. I just wasn't like super surprised.
No, but like that's not her thing.
It's not what she's giving.
She's not surprising us at every turn. She's very charming, especially when she flashes that smile, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'll watch her dance. Like, the disco thing was amazing. You know what I mean? Like, I like watching her perform. I like watching her on a runway, but that's kind of where it ends.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, official chirp.
I don't feel like she has something big to say. Like, I feel like a lot of these queens came with, like, an intention, like something like to write in the drag world, or like, I mean, clearly Gottmik, Simone, like they had like, there's something like underneath that's like, they want to change things. They want to inspire people. And I feel like for Olivia, it just like, she's always been beautiful. Maybe not always, but like, it's not, I don't want to say it's easy, but like, it's just gorgeous drag. Which there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's, you know, we got to have every type of queen here. They can't all be X kind of queen. That would probably be pretty fucking boring. Okay, I have a question for y'all. Do you believe the story of Utica being struck by lightning?
Oh, wow.
Am I crazy?
What are you trying to say now?
I was just like, it just felt a little bit.
Ooh, what you say?
Like a story you hear on a school bus where you're like, oh, you jumped up in the air 10 feet? Oh, okay.
Why do you think they included it? Like, they didn't really give it full, like, time to explore anything like that.
I don't know.
I think that would kill you.
I do.
I don't.
I've read stories of people getting struck by lightning and surviving.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did it happen to Yuka? I don't. Honestly, I don't care.
Like, it's almost like they were somehow saying, like, this is why we got our Freaky Friday here. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, no, it's more interesting, you know, that she was raised in, like, with Bible bumpers. And they're like, her, but her dad was super supportive and her mom sewed. You know, like, that's more the real stories. I mean, maybe that is her real story. But, like, the real, that's what keeps me coming back, are those conversations that they have when they're putting on their makeup and they're sharing and they're like, oh, my God, I didn't know. Yeah. Me too, or I've never heard, you know, like that's the core of it. That's what's underneath it all. So, like, way more interesting to know the truth.
Yeah.
Maybe that is the truth.
It's interesting the things that were cut out of the show that they brought back for this reunion episode. Like, it just feels very much like, okay, the story producers definitely had a deep hand in this. Like, for example, with Denali saying, like, oh, y'all didn't see when, like, RuPaul personally congratulated me on that lip sync and then my ass or whatever. It's like that kind of stuff normally should be on the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, they know the producers never wanted Denali to win or do that well. So that's why they edited that out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Damn.
And I think with the same thing with Utica, they're like, this doesn't seem to fit our version of the Utica that we want to portray. Mm-hmm. So we're excluding that from the main storyline.
Interesting.
Does it change my mind about Utica? No. No.
No.
Do you think the producers like decide early on, or are they like, because, I mean, once you get the footage, then you write the story, I think, most of the time, right? So you can choose to include what you want to include to tell the story you want to tell. But then why show your hand? You know what I mean? Is it because someone said, you know, hey, you didn't say this about me? Or, like, I mean, why go back and try to rewrite in a two-hour special people may or may not ever watch? You know what I mean?
All Stars. I think it's more All Stars pump up. It's like, get excited.
So it's for the super fans.
Back.
It's for us.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. The only other thing, and this was the shadiest thing that in the whole special, was the daytime lighting at a gay club that we got to see when these girls had to lip sync for charity. Did we notice how hideous a gay club looks in the daylight? Did you not notice it? Am I alone in noticing that was a hate crime, seeing a stinky gay club in the light of day? I guess.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. Can we get them a better stage, please? Can we get them a better stage? Does it kill us? I don't know. That's all I have to say. What else do y'all want to say about the top four? Who's you rooting for?
I think Gottmik's gonna win. She's been RuPaul's fave for like forever, and of course she's got that incredible story, and we've never seen a queen like her.
Mm-hmm.
There's never even been a competitor like her, I don't think, right?
No.
And that she was essentially flawless, and also I've never seen a better impersonation of anyone in my life than her.
Than Paris Hilton.
I mean, that was.
Oh. Next yeah. level.
Having done Paris Hilton for my SNL tape, Lorne Michaels.
Oh my God. I was like, wow.
I mean, this is phenomenal. She really, really, I mean, it was like as if Paris Hilton was sitting up there when I watch it back. You know what I mean? It wasn't
as
like.
As if she were Paris Hilton herself.
I mean,
it was transformative. Yeah,
it was. And so for me, the story is just so undeniable. I think that's what's going to happen.
A good story.
However, if I were choosing, I would want Simone to win, followed by Rosé.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. So then who would come in third?
Then Gottmik.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sweet Candy.
So your favorite top two lip sync would be Simone versus Rosé, or
that would be incredible. Let's be honest.
That'd be good.
I don't like Gottmik as a lip syncer doesn't do it for me.
No.
Right. Yep.
She's a performer, but there's like things that she has as her go-to. And I think her strengths are in her looks, in her I mean, they're smart. She's just so, so smart.
Yeah.
And she's that tiny little petite body, and she can just rock any look. you know, and those crazy shoes. And I mean, the goth, the punk, all of it. Like, love it, love it, love it.
Agree. That like, well, it'll be interesting to see if that can translate into that skill. And it is a very specific skill.
Right. Yeah. But also, we don't know what the format of the finale is.
No.
And that's where things can change. Because like I said before, if the finale is like the finales that we've seen before, I don't know if Gottmik is going to win. I think it's going to go to Simone.
Hmm.
So I think they're going to change the format of the finale, because I do agree with you, Lennon. I think the producers are very much pushing for Gottmik to win.
Yeah.
And I think Gottmik will win season 13. And I do agree that Simone is like my favorite to win. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be mad if Gottmik won, because she's definitely proven that she can win the whole thing.
Yeah.
But for a lip sync, Gottmik just does not have it. She does not have what it takes to survive a lip sync against, I think, any of the queens. Like,
unless
not even Candy,
she did something,
you know,
brand
I mean?
New like Sasha Velour, and we're like, what? We didn't know you
True.
Could do that.
Right. But we've never seen Sasha Velour lip sync ever. We have seen Gottmik lip sync, and we know that she's like just okay.
Mm.
So I think her only chance of winning is if they do their own personalized music video or like live stage performance of a song of their choosing.
Interesting.
And they have the parameters to create, because Gottmik is an artist.
Yeah.
And she's conceptual and she can execute that perfectly.
God
if
help
that's
us
what happens,
if it's
she
like
will
Crystal
win.
Meth last season. I
love that.
Those videos though.
Yeah.
That was the saddest way to end.
Yeah.
It was just so sad. It was so sad.
I liked how weird it was, but it was. I mean, everything about last year was twisted and busted and turned up like Candy's wig. It was
just so rough. Anticlimactic. But I could see them doing that, like giving them, like they've already set up that they're going to do music videos for the other queens. So I'm sure they're going to do music videos for the four queens, right? That they probably already shot.
They have.
Yeah.
Right. But they are going to have some live element, because otherwise, why would they already be in a live space together?
Yeah.
The four
that's
of them.
True.
So maybe they will do something.
Unless their music video is live.
Mm.
They performed their music video live.
I bet how long is it? Is it a 2-hour finale?
You betcha.
I
it's 2 hours. Well, if it's 2 hours, we might still get a bitch sesh. Because do we get another Zoom bitch sesh that
That's
we
true.
They actually talk to each other? I
Sometimes
don't know.
Sometimes they
yeah,
do that.
I don't know.
In one finale they did, they brought them back up on stage, right, and asked them rude questions.
Because if it's lip syncs, those take like 10, 20 minutes, you know? So like they've got some fluff they're going to pump in there for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Is there
just like
be
they
an
did
audience?
With the one last? I think it'll be very
Are
few
you
people.
Guys
I don't
invited?
Know if it's a real audience. No clue. Yeah.
No, I was banned actually.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
After this, I might be banned too.
You know, everything we say, it's just because we like love the show so much, and that's
of
not
course.
A joke.
We love the show.
Of course,
it's the best we show on television. Show. And truly, like we're obsessed with our artistry. We're judging between great and greater. Everyone's a winner.
And just to make sure, I mean, to just make it very obvious for me, I am bad at drag, and I shouldn't be talking about commenting about other drag queens doing drag. But because I have done drag, I feel like I can say stuff about drag.
Yeah.
Even though it's bad.
My drag is terrible, but I love it. I love to talk about it. Lennon, you've been a true drag ally for years.
Yes.
Like, you've had a lot of queens on Playing House.
We did. We had an episode with Bob the Drag Queen, Detox, Jiggly Caliente, Katya. I lost my voice that day.
It was getting too excited.
I got laryngitis basically, because we were working so hard and it was crazy. And I couldn't even talk to them. I was so devastated.
Oh,
I was obsessed. I was obsessed. You know, I think Bob had just won his season, and Katya, obviously a long favorite. And I had seen Detox in like a Showgirls parody with Willem at a club.
Amazing.
With Tony Rodriguez had taken me to in Silver Lake. And then, and Jiggly, you know, classic. So, and also I'm basically in drag as a Bosefus.
I was just going to say,
very
drag
much.
King.
Lennon is drag. Lennon does drag.
Every
love it.
Womp It Up is drag.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. That's
without true. A doubt.
That's true too. But I am obsessed with it. And I, I think the thing for me that it is, like you guys said, like it is true artistry, but there's something about how deeply these women love it and mm-hmm. what they have had to do in their lives. Because without question, I mean, we're starting to get generations of drag queens that haven't struggled, like that didn't have mm-hmm. to keep it secret, right? That were supported yeah. from the get-go by their families. And that is also beautiful. And I think that's going to open up. Like, I mean, Gottmik is that way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for the most part, there has been a collective struggle between these queens, and they have superseded and overcome, and they're here to do this thing that they truly believe in and fulfills them in this really deep way. And like, there's nothing more beautiful to watch to me. Nothing.
Poetry. As someone would say, poetry. That was poetry. That was beautiful. Well said. It's so fucking fun. And we're yeah. all weirdos who so deeply identify with the escapism of it all, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, okay, before we say ta-ta, Lennon, is there anything you'd like to plug besides Minx on HBO Max sometime soon?
Yeah, who knows what that's going to air? We have to shoot it first. They have to write it, and then we have to shoot it, and I can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be a while.
It's going to be a while, but when it happens, canon.
Yes. You can find me on all the socials just at my name at Lennon Parham, and you can listen to Womp It Up on Stitcher Premium back episodes. And we're kind of slowly rolling out new ones
amazing.
Every couple so weeks funny. Or so, basically.
Such a fun, incredible podcast. If our listeners aren't already aware, which they probably are, check it out. And listen to me and Oscar be stupid on a million other podcasts, including our music video podcast. Right, Oscar?
Yes, it's Podcast Kill the Video Star. It is a music video podcast where we count down the definitive top 100 music videos of all time, but y'all get to vote which music videos make it to the top 100. And the way to do that, you just vote on which video you think is best at Podcast Kill the Video Star on Instagram.
That's right. That's right. I'm so excited to see who gets crowned next week. All of them stunning, gaggy winners in my eyes. Interact with us at Drag Her Podcast. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. We have such a damn good time. Both of you, I love you. Thank you for everything. And till next week. Bye, queens.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.